At the 2013 CTIC Conservation in Action Tour, I'm visiting with Polly Bradley with John Deere. And Polly, you're on the board for CTIC. What do you think about the early start for this year's tour?
Fantastic turnout. We had capacity for 250 people. We've got, I think, 280 registered right now. We've got a huge crowd. I joked this morning as we started off the tour that looks like this week conservation's cool in Illinois.
Yes, it is amazing to see the turnout we've got here. And this is a diverse group of people. Describe who all is coming out this year.
Yeah, I've got producers, but majority of the folks are not producers. We have governmental agencies. We have non-governmental agencies. There's local businesses from the town of Fairbury. There's agribusiness here. So anybody who plays a role in agriculture and in conservation, they're here at the tour.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now we're out on the Bechtold Farm in Livingston County, part of the Indian Creek watershed where CTIC has a project. Sounds like that project has been going very well.
Yeah, this is the third year of the project. It started in 2010. The goal was to get at least half of the producers in the watershed as a part of the initiative to doing everything that they could on the land to try to improve water quality in the area and in the rivers. And I think they've got more than 40% participation right now, which is tremendous. This is a wonderful community, a lot of collaboration, and a lot of folks pulling in the same direction here, trying to push corn and soybean yields and trying to get cleaner water at the same time.
Well, the CTIC just had some results announced on a little study on the benefits of cover crops. We're certainly seeing that right now on this stop, talking about soil health and the role that they can play here.
Yeah, the cover crop thing is picking up steam a little bit, and folks are just learning. I mean, they're talking about varieties here. They're talking about which varieties to use if you want to take up nitrogen from the soil, if you want to address compaction, if you want to suppress weeds, if you want to improve soil tilth. So there's all kinds of benefits. There's different mixtures, and it really depends on what the farmer wants to do on their farm, and that's part of what we're doing here today, talking about cover crops and why they're an important part of the system for some of these farmers.
Well, frankly, one of the things that kind of struck me where we are is how nice it would be for people who've never even been out on a farm to see what's being done with some of these efforts to be better stewards of the land. I mean, we're looking right behind us. We got a cover crop planted that's flowering, and I don't even know how many butterflies are flying around out here. It would be a scene a little different than sometimes is portrayed, you know.
Well, absolutely. And, the good thing is we have a pretty good contingency here from all around the country. We've got over 20 states represented, and we've got a pretty good contingency from Washington, D.C. And I talked to Dr. Norm Widman, who's the national agronomist for NRCS, last night. He said, we just have to get out of town, away from the concrete buildings, and get grounded every once in a while. And even somebody who's been in the industry that long, it's a good thing for people to do. So you're right, seeing some neat things out here and some progressive farming.
Sounds like things are going pretty well with CTIC, which I should have mentioned is the Conservation Technology Information Center.
It is. I think we're growing a little bit in our member base right now. It's just generally a good time for agriculture, but the time is right. CTIC really focuses on bringing different groups together to address conservation opportunities, and right now there's a lot of strength, there's a lot of momentum, there's a lot of interest in that right now, and CTIC is playing a role, kind of being the center of that and bringing all these different diverse groups together to have conversations, learn, and kind of move the needle on conservation and agriculture.
Well, we have a fantastic tour we're just getting started on. It's just a day, but boy, we pack a lot into a day on one of these things.
Pack a lot into a day. We started off with a kind of a fun night last night at the social, and then it's a full day today. We have three stops. We're on a really tight schedule. We've got full buses, and just to see the mob of people here, we had a plane fly over with an aerial seeding demonstration a while ago, and just to see all the folks watching and taking pictures, it's really exciting. It's really fun to be here today.
Well, thank you very much, Polly Bradley, who is one of the board members for CTIC. And we're on the tour this year in Livingston County, Illinois. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.